nothing to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is May 13th, 2018. Another full week of news, and not necessarily news, exposing the lies of mainstream media, government propaganda, and deception, upsetting their normal operating procedure. Well, I'm here to set the record straight, at least give you my opinion on the subject matter. It's been a long week. It's been an eventful week. I guess probably the number one story this week, well, actually one or two, would be Iran, of course, pulling out of the negotiations with Iran. And we have North Korea. We're going to be meeting with, I guess, in June sometime, I think June 2nd, 12th, I think. And Donald Trump will be talking to President Kim Jong-un. And we'll see what happens there. I can't imagine much after you belittle the man, calling him Rocket Man, and then Little Rocket Man. I can't imagine much of that conversation starting off. I mean, you kind of screw up when you insult people before you actually go into negotiations. So I don't know what's going to happen there. He's going to apologize for what he said. I didn't mean it. I don't know. Kind of a Seinfeld thing there, doesn't it? Well, what else we got going on here? Cohen still in trouble now. Now in trouble with AT&T. Evidently trying to cut a deal, undermine the Federal Trade Commission, the laws on that entity, so we don't have basically monopolies, antitrust. Stormy Daniels still in the news. I'm kind of sick of that. I'm not sure why she's still in the news. What does she have to offer? That would be associated with the Russian collusion story, by the way. So we did hear from a federal judge this week, which was nice to hear, but nothing came about it other than he made his comment to say, you've stepped outside your boundaries of the Russian collusion investigation, and this appears to be a political witch hunt, which it is. But other than that, just saying that, nothing's happened. The federal judge has said his piece, gone on his merry way, and everybody is just going along with this continued witch hunt, which it has to end at some point in time. I did see that Vice President Pence has mentioned that this has to come to an end now. And it does. It flat out does. You agree? I agree. This is going nowhere. This is nothing more than a political witch hunt. And actually what they're doing now is just looking for evidence, anything they can find now, to impeach President Donald Trump and put in Pence. So what else has happened? We've had the Me Too's back at it again. They're never going to let this thing die. It's on fire now for them. They're making great stride in redefining the definition is. And accusations and allegations is now the new proof. If you have more than one woman say it, it must be true, and therefore you go down. I respect those individuals that actually do take on this establishment and say, you know what, take me on. Prove your point. Make your case. Due process. Take it. Let's take it to court. Prove your case. So many are actually stepping down, which makes you say, well, yeah, they've probably been inappropriate. But, you know, what is considered inappropriate sometimes, you know? I comment on a woman's dress at work. It's a very nice dress you have there. That's a nice compliment. I guess if I stress dress, that maybe it's a sexual connotation there. I don't know. I don't know. I guess what we should do is just work in silence, not say a word to anybody. Just forget this whole being cordial, nice, and complimenting women at work. And we just work, and we just keep our heads down. And we never talk to each other, and more communication dies. I don't know. So I want to kind of start the show off with the whole Israel, the Iran thing, the killing the deal, which really bothers me. I heard Sean Hannity this week, and sometimes Sean Hannity is right on the mark, and I don't like this guy at all. I think for mainstream media, sometimes he seems to be a straight shooter. Other times he's definitely an Israel firster, no doubt about that. He is definitely an Israel firster, no doubt about it. If it comes to Israel, he'll always stand up for Israel. And I would like to ask that question. If anybody out there has any idea, we've talked about this before. I know John and I have talked about it. Mike and I have talked about it. There's got to be something huge or many, many things to keep the United States so compliant, so obedient to Israel. I have no clue. It's got to be a book full of things that Israel holds over our head to say, you're gonna do as I say. I don't know. It's the black book. It's kind of what Hillary's been doing to keep herself out of jail. The black book. I'll tell the dirty secrets of our government, and I'll topple this government. And I say, bring it on. Topple it. Let's clean up government. Let's get back our government. Let's take it back. It is ours, by the way. But I don't know if anybody has an idea of what or how many different things, and throw them out there at me. I kind of think JFK is in there. I think they know the truth on JFK assassination. They definitely are hands-on with the 9/11 attacks. I can say that. The Gulf of Tonkin, the sinking of the USS Liberty. Actually, not sinking of it. It didn't sink. They did a missile strike on it, though. So many, many things. I don't know why we are playing the game we're playing. And I guess to add insult to the whole thing and actually make my case that Israel does own this country, lock, stock, and barrel, the owner. Financial markets, they own Hollywood, they own the media, they own Wall Street, they own it all. It's amazing that 2% of the population could actually own so much of America. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. We thought the Chinese owned us, right? They own us in manufacturing. They don't own us in these other government or agencies, these entities. So I wanted to, Sam, if you can go ahead and play this clip, I want you to get your pen and paper out and count the number of lies in this address that Donald Trump gives to the American people of why Iran is such a threat, nuclear threat. And start to, I mean, he goes off on everything, Syria, everything you can think of, the lies repeated over and over again. And it's amazing because we just had inspectors in Syria and they came back with nothing. But still doesn't stop you from repeating the lie of Assad gassing his own people. It's quite amazing. We're an intelligent group here. We get it. But for some reason, mainstream media will run with this as if we have no recollection, no memory of the inspectors coming back and finding no weapons of mass destruction, no gas, nothing. The whole thing, the white helmets. We're going to talk about the white helmets. What a propaganda group this is, working for the United States, funded by the United States and Israel, to basically be the feet on the ground, the foot soldier on the ground, to come in after the fact, to basically confirm the lies that were being told of Assad gassing his people and targeting his people. It's not going to happen. These people love Assad. So go ahead and, Sam, play this clip that President Trump addressing the American people on why we're pulling out of the Iran nuclear agreement.
Thank you very much. My fellow Americans, as President of the United States, my highest obligation is to ensure the safety and security of the American people. History has shown that the longer we ignore a threat, the more dangerous that threat becomes. For this reason, upon taking office, I've ordered a complete strategic review of our policy toward the rogue regime in Iran. That review is now complete. Today, I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon. Our policy is based on a clear-eyed assessment of the Iranian dictatorship, its sponsorship of terrorism, and its continuing aggression in the Middle East and all around the world. Iran is under the control of a fanatical regime that seized power in 1979 and forced a proud people to submit to its extremist rule. This radical regime has raided the wealth of one of the world's oldest and most vibrant nations and spread death, destruction, and chaos all around the globe. Beginning in 1979, agents of the Iranian regime illegally seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and held more than 60 Americans hostage during the 444 days of the crisis. The Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah twice bombed our embassy in Lebanon, once in 1983 and again in 1984. Another Iranian-supported bombing killed 241 Americans, service members they were, in their barracks in Beirut in 1983. In 1996, the regime directed another bombing of American military housing in Saudi Arabia, murdering 19 Americans in cold blood. Iranian proxies provided training to operatives who were later involved in al-Qaeda's bombing of the American embassies in Kenya, Tanzania, and 2 years later killing 224 people and wounding more than 4,000 others. The regime harbored high-level terrorists in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, including Osama bin Laden's son. In Iraq and Afghanistan, groups supported by Iran have killed hundreds of American military personnel. The Iranian dictatorship's aggression continues to this day. The regime remains the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and provides assistance to al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Hezbollah, Hamas, and other terrorist networks. It develops, deploys, and proliferates missiles that threaten American troops and our allies. It harasses American ships and threatens freedom of navigation in the Arabian Gulf and in the Red Sea. It imprisons Americans on false charges, and it launches cyber attacks against our critical infrastructure, financial system, and military. The United States is far from the only target of the Iranian dictatorship's long campaign of bloodshed. The regime violently suppresses its own citizens. It shot unarmed student protesters in the street during the Green Revolution. This regime has fueled sectarian violence in Iraq and vicious civil wars in Yemen and Syria. In Syria, the Iranian regime has supported the atrocities of Bashar al-Assad's regime and condoned Assad's use of chemical weapons against helpless civilians, including many, many children. Given the regime's murderous past and present, we should not take lightly its sinister vision for the future. The regime's two favorite chants are death to America and death to Israel. Realizing the gravity of the situation, the United States and the United Nations Security Council sought over many years to stop Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons with a wide array of strong economic sanctions. But the previous administration lifted these sanctions just before what would have been the total collapse of the Iranian regime through the deeply controversial 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. This deal is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. As I have said many times, the Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. The same mindset that produced this deal is responsible for years of terrible trade deals that have sacrificed so many millions of jobs in our country to the benefit of other countries. We need negotiators who will much more strongly represent America's interests. The nuclear deal threw Iran's dictatorship a political and economic lifeline, providing urgently needed relief from the intense domestic pressure the sanctions had created. It also gave the regime an immediate financial boost and over $100 billion its government could use to fund terrorism. The regime also received a massive cash settlement of $1.7 billion from the United States, a large portion of which was physically loaded onto an airplane and flown into Iran. Just imagine the sight of those huge piles of money being hauled off by the Iranians waiting at the airport for the cash. I wonder where all that money went. Worst of all, the deal allows Iran to continue developing certain elements of its nuclear program. And importantly, in just a few years, as key restrictions disappear, Iran can sprint towards a rapid nuclear weapons breakout. In other words, we got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable. In other countries, they think in terms of 100-year intervals, not just a few years at a time. The saddest part of the deal for the United States is that all of the money was paid up front, which is unheard of, rather than at the end of the deal when they have shown they've played by the rules. But what's done is done, and that's why we are where we are. The Iranian regime has committed multiple violations of the agreement. For example, on two separate occasions, they have exceeded the limit of 130 metric tons of heavy water. Until recently, the Iranian regime has also failed to meet our expectations in its operation of advanced centrifuges. The Iranian regime has also intimidated international inspectors into not using the full inspection authorities that the agreement calls for. Iranian officials and military leaders have repeatedly claimed they will not allow inspectors onto military sites, even though the international community suspects some of those sites were part of Iran's clandestine nuclear weapons program. There are also many people who believe that Iran is dealing with North Korea. I am going to instruct
Sam, you can cut
our
right
intelligence
there. I've
agents.
I've had enough of the lies, listening to these lies. Let's break this down. It's an 11-minute clip. You can go on YouTube and watch it for yourselves. But I'm a little bit thoroughly disgusted of listening to the lies, especially, well, let's just count them down. It's in U.S. It's in the United States' interest. No, let's be honest about it. It's in the interest of Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, because that's who actually who wrote the script, probably most likely. He had to go back to, 1979 to show the only time he can since about Iran, actually, anything controversy-wise as far as in 1979, the embassy attack and bombings and detaining hostages. This is amazing, repeating the lies of Assad gassing his people. After last week, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we had inspectors go, came back and said nothing. There's nothing there. And we found out who was funding the white helmets and what their objective was. Basically, all they are in a nutshell is, well, actually, the funding is now gone from the white helmets. At least that's what they say. But we've heard that before. They're nothing more than a propaganda entity to basically reinforce the lies on the ground to tell the American public through the mainstream media that atrocities happened. So, you know, it's interesting that they had to go with the white helmet, you know, white standing for honesty, purity, kind of like a white wedding dress. No, actually, that's the little trick of the whole thing here to fool you to thinking, well, you know, white helmets couldn't possibly be an evil terrorist organization, or it couldn't be a propaganda mill entity. No, it couldn't possibly. It's the white helmet. So that little white, the color white throws you off. These are not good guys. These are guys on the ground to confirm the lies that we're being told through our mainstream media. So enough of that. I'm just, you know, you ever see the movie called Trading Places? And with Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and Jamie Lee Curtis, I look at the Middle East, and it's always been inflamed, always been racial tension, it's always been religion tension, there's always been land tension, this is ours, and resource tension. And I sometimes wonder, I look at the Middle East, you know, it's being, the flames are being fanned. We're actually throwing a little fuel on it. Every once in a while, we'll throw a little more fuel on it to get that fire, a nice roar, and then with a little agenda on the side there of what are we going to do with it? Well, we're going to do sanctions this time. Big, heavy sanctions. And when's the last time you ever heard of sanctions actually being effective on a government? It's not. Sanctions does nothing more than targets the people of that country and makes their lives miserable. Which, you think about it, you've just increased the hatred for this country and probably increased the number of people who want to join up with the terrorist organization and come after America. So, you know, that makes Washington happy. That makes the Pentagon very happy to say, well, we're being in business forever. The military-industrial complex extorting and taking your money and using it to fight endless, needless wars that we actually encourage and created. So, you know, that whole fluff piece, it was definitely scripted. He read it as if it was just told, this is what you have to read. Not sure he actually believed it, but it's quite obvious. This is not the man that we thought we voted for, a stand-up kind of guy, a guy outside of Washington, a stand-up guy, not an insider to the corruption of Washington. And he's a stand-up guy. He has a show called The Apprentice. He told it as it was. You're fired. And then we get Donald Trump, the puppet president, the paper tiger president, tough, bullying the little countries all he can because he know he can. But, you know, we got it here. We understand what's going on. And like I said, in 2020, if this if he's a candidate in 2020, I don't think he will be. If he is, he certainly won't get my endorsement. I am totally off this Trump train. You can't have somebody do one good thing or two good things and eight bad things and still get my support. Overall, if you do it on a grading scale, you still get an F, 2 out of 8, 2 out of 10, 8 good things, 8 bad things, 2 good things. That's an F. I'm not going to vote for somebody who's an F, flat out. So hopefully in 2020, the Republicans will get their act together, or maybe there'll be finally an independent. I would like to see the independent party. Somebody, you know, I always ask this question, well, how come the Constitution Party goes nowhere? I mean, we're talking about the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. Well, who doesn't want to live by that? I'd say both Republicans and Democrats right now don't want to live by the Constitution. I want to live by the Constitution. it's a good set of rules for this country. For some reason, no, it's not. I have no idea why the Constitution Party does so poorly. And if it's just a money issue, well, then we know that, you know, presidencies are bought. So let's look into how, where all this money is coming from and stop this nonsense. I mean, who has the most money gets the most advertising and gets the job. I guess that's how it is. But, I mean, when are we going to wake up to all this? This is insane. And if they don't fix, actually, he hasn't even, as far as I know, he hasn't even budged and started working on the election fraud, campaign fraud, the election fraud, the voter fraud at all. So, you know, if you're going to wait to the last minute, it'll never be initiated anyway. So what's the purpose? He talked about the election fraud, voter fraud in the booth itself, along with people being here voting that shouldn't be here. What, 3 million, 3.5 million? I think Mike Ribeiro once said somewhere in that area. People who shouldn't be voting were voting for, of course, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, the give it to me party, the one who, you know, gives all the money out and the benefits and the special freebies there. So, yeah, of course they're going to vote Democratic, but they shouldn't be. And I'd like to get back to the voter ID law. You have an ID to go buy alcohol. You have to have a ID to get a license to drive a car. You have to have an ID for many, many things. You can't go to the airport without an ID of some sort or a charge card, which traces back to who you are. But for some reason, no, we're not going to have an ID for voting. That's discrimination. That's bunk is all that is. That's bunk. So I don't know. If the system's not fixed, you can count me out and voting at all. I'm not going to waste my time standing in line for voting, understanding that my vote's not going to count anyway. It'll be their fraction of a vote or it'll be nullified completely. Bev Harris said it in her video, Hacking Democracy. And I'm going to have a guest on the show here coming towards November, Diane Richardson out of California, Trinity County, who was actually a victim of the whole voter fraud, election fraud thing using the software. And talks about it. It's called Fraction Magic software. And I'll have her on the show before that. When we get back, let's talk more about this address from Donald Trump. Lies, lies, lies. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. So I was talking about this movie, Trading Places, and with Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Wouldn't it be interesting if we found out the same thing was going on in the Middle East right now and with America? And actually, George Soros was had a little bet with Benjamin Netanyahu and to bring down America, to bring globalism here, to put us in a police state, and wouldn't it be interesting if that's actually what's going on? Because it sure does look that way to me. I look every year, and I analyze every year to say how much more did we lose this year than last year. And in the next 5 years, I mean, where will we be? We're less safe. We have less money, less manufacturing. I don't know. You can't go anywhere. I mean, I guess we talked about the ID issue. It matters that I have to show my ID. But if I have color to my skin, I don't have to show any ID, which is amazing. But talking out of both sides of your mouth there, that's government for you. You know, talked about Sean Hannity. Sometimes he's a straight shooter. Sometimes he's not. He's definitely an Israel firster. And I listened to that speech. I heard the panic button pushed many, many times of the security of our country. Well, the security of our country. Let's talk about that. Security of our country. We have open borders. We have a wall that's being built very, very slowly, very, very slowly being built, which should have been done right after 9/11, as far as I'm concerned. If there actually is a war on terrorism, why not get to that wall right away? Well, it's because it's an excuse. Excuse to extort your money, get your money for more security and more weaponry and more police training and more this and that. And it doesn't fit. I guarantee you, well, you can just look for an example in Israel. They have a problem with the Palestinians, violence, getting across, blowing themselves up. So they put up a wallop very, very fast. Stop the problem. When's the last time you ever heard of anybody walking in to Israel and blowing themselves up in a cafe and killing people? When's the last time you heard that? You don't anymore, because they got it under control. So if you want a wall, you should be building the same wall they have and enforcing it, enforcing your security forces. And by the way, where are those forces we were promised at the wall? Our little borders there in California and Texas. Where's our border guys? 3 weeks we knew about a caravan from satellite or whatever, from a drone flying over, that this caravan of 5,000 people were going to make their way into the United States. Where are those National Guard? They got in. Now they're claiming they want amnesty and their political persecution. We have to let them in and stay. And the whole problem we have, the problems we create when we don't enforce our own laws. Isn't it amazing? Or is that the way it's supposed to be? To bring about more commerce. You don't enforce the laws. Problem, reaction, solution. Hegel's dialectic. Come up with a solution. It's always more money. More my money. Your money. And you still have the problem. Sometimes the problem actually gets worse. So I was listening to this. I was repulsed by listening to this audio from Donald Trump talking about why Iran is such a nuclear threat and the $1.7 billion that went to them. Well, actually, that was their money to begin with. Frozen assets we'd frozen and we gave back to them because they were in compliance. At least they were in compliance under the Obama administration. He failed to mention that. Actually, it came from the Obama administration. He didn't want to point fingers at that, but that's exactly what happened there. I don't know, the Assad gassing of his people again, the lie. After he was just told, inspectors found nothing. I don't know, I'm just blown away. So maybe Soros and Netanyahu have a little Beth. Maybe this is the Middle East is trading places and all over a dollar. I don't know. There's more money than that involved, but something is definitely wrong with this picture here. We're not getting peace. We're not moving towards peace in the Middle East at all. And it seems like each administration pushes that envelope just a little further to infuriate the Middle East, to create more problems. Let's just keep that fire going, I guess. Maybe is it the trickle-down effect of the war economics that they think is going to keep this economy afloat? Is that what their thinking is? I don't know. I know the Pentagon's main job is to keep the threat of war or actual war. And we go nowhere with this, other than becoming bankrupt. And I guess we're going to go down that same road that Russia did, where they let their infrastructure fall because they put all their resources in the military. I don't know. Let's go to the phones here. We got Renee in North Carolina. Call me down, Renee.
Well, I want to thank you for a couple of things. One, right smack dab in the middle of the old boys club, you had the guts to jump off the Trump train, because I like your analogy. If you only get two things right out of 10, that's still an F. That's a good thing to say. I liked that. You know, the thing is, I still wonder, did the Patriots stop filtering their water where they're getting too much fluoride now, or what? You know, because there's just been so many changes over the last couple of years. Like this whole thing, one, for Israel, these people have long-range plans. It's not just Israel. Israel wouldn't even be smack dab where they stole the land of the Palestinians if it had not been for the Bretton Woods Agreement. Like I said, it is, to me, a triple prong, okay? It's Britain, America, and Israel together, and they are the globalists. And they are the ones who are behind the New World Order. Okay, all three of them. I don't want to get in fighting which one's worse. It's all three of them, okay, working together. And so, that speech that you were playing was so nauseating. It's like, hey, pot, meat, kettle. Talking about what Iran has done wrong and other people, it's like, and I'm thinking about, it's just zipping through my head all the things that we have done that are worse. It blows my mind. And, you know, I also want to thank you for, silence is consent. okay? And it's often the way of cowards. And you spoke up and said that you believed women should vote. And I really appreciated that because, you know, when people want freedom for me, but I want to retain my right to deny that freedom to other people, adults who have committed no crime, I want to deny that to them. Well, you know what that makes you? A tyrant.
Right.
In other words, they're concerned about rights for themselves, but they want to deny it to another person. That's a tyrant, okay? That is not a good person. And so the thing is, you know, I find sometimes people are kind of gutless where they want to place blame. You know, we tend to, you know, one of my favorite sayings is success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
Right.
You know, people like taking credit for the good stuff, but they push down the blame on those lower on the hierarchical pecking order. And I see that a lot. People who were less in positions of power to have created what's going on. You know, I hear these people going, yeah, Bob, we created Western civilizations. Like, that's right, Dick. You know, we're pretty damn good stuff, aren't we? It's like, but then when it turns out Western, we got some problems here. There's a lot of corruption, things go wrong. Not me. No, there's somebody else, okay? The thing is, the kids have not gotten to a position of power yet. And although, yeah, we do have what we call these Uncle Tom white women, who had, like, Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and all these people that have joined these two criminal syndicates called both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the thing is, patriarchy has been in charge the most. And I really appreciate when they can go, you know, but see, if you say anything about them, it's like you're saying something about all of them. No, not all of them, but there's a section of them when you look at the pictures of Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, you know, the Bush family, all this. There is a larger percentage of it because that's who has held the power. And the thing is, but, you know, they get their jockey shorts in a knot. You know, it's like, you know, I can point the fingers at the women and the kids and the dark people, but it's like, if you point a finger, they lose their minds. It's like, the thing is, we cannot come together unless, you know, we are honest about this. The person that I hope to God, if they don't kill him, because he refuses to be a part of either party, because, you know, like he calls them, the Democrats and the Republicans, is I hope the Green Party nominates Jesse Ventura. Mm-hmm. I think, actually, he has the testicles to actually do something about this if they don't kill him.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, it was a mistake. Jill Stein, she never had a chance. And but I actually think Jesse's got some morals. Now, the Christian right, well, I can't vote for him. He's an atheist. It's like, this man, actually, as an atheist, he's been married to one woman his entire life, a good, faithful husband. If there was dirt on him, they would have found it already to discredit him. He did get elected as a governor, as an independent, spending only like $300,000 less than the salary he made. Now, yes, there's going to be a few things that people, you know, but, you know, people, they'll make an excuse over all Trump's enormous flaws, okay? And they'll make excuses for that, but they are going to nitpick Jesse Ventura. And I really think he's the best shot we got because, you know, I'm glad you were honest about this, that there's some serious problems here, you know, with what's going on with Trump. And it's been a hard wake-up for a lot of people, I know, because you want to believe so bad, you know, because we're in terrible trouble, you know. But I really don't think it was obvious to me he had bad character way back. I could not hold my nose tight enough to vote for Trump. I voted for Jill Stein, okay? Like a lot of people I know did. We just couldn't pinch our nose hard enough. So the thing is, at this point, the only person, because I think he actually has scruples that I actually kind of like right now, I hope to God they don't kill Jesse Ventura, because I think actually he could make a difference.
Well, you know, as a governor, yeah, I think he did a pretty good job as a governor for Minnesota, but I don't know. It seems like this deep state, the controlling factors of the deep state, if you have family, they're working very much like mafia.
I agree with that.
If you have family and you love your family, of course you're going to want to protect your family. And you know, even if you don't have any family, say you don't have any family at all. Well, then we'll just kill you. And I've always said that successful assassinations come about from a huge lack of security, a big giant security violation, allowing access to the victim by the perpetrator. And these things just don't happen by accident. They happen because of the intelligence community is told to look the other way and, hey, we're changing policy today. We're not going to do it this way. And then, boom, things happen. These things are all set up. But if you have family, then, you know, I'd say that I'd worry that Jesse Ventura would fall into the same trap, going in saying, I'm going to do this, and they would basically reel him in really fast to say, this is the way it is. You either play the game or you die or your family dies. Which one do you want? So,
well,
you know,
I have another suggestion for that, like I said, because I agree with you about that, okay? Yeah. The less family, the better. That's why I knew Trump was a terrible choice, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, and I grew up Republican in the South, where everybody told me Ralph Nader was crazy and everything else until I got older and looked into him and stuff, because they used to try to set him up. They'd send hookers to his room and everything else. The poor guy never got married, has no children, and he's elderly, okay? I actually think I'd trust Ralph Nader, okay, above a lot of these other people for the exact reason you're saying. Another person I would trust more is because she has a proven track record. I think she has one son, but she has left, is Cynthia McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because like you said, the more family they have, the more vulnerable they are. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. It's mafia tactics. That's how the mafia works. That's how they keep people in line. And I can only assume that's what's going on with the deep state or the shadow government that's actually running the Oval Office. And it's quite obvious that Israel's reach is really, really a very gripping reach and stronghold on America. Because I listened to that right off the bat. He was talking about security of the United States. Well, that's not true. We don't fear, I don't fear, you don't fear Iran of striking out nuclear on the United States. It's not going to happen.
No.
It benefits this whole deal of denuking, or if they even have any, and I don't think they do, because that program, I think, went down in 2009. It was basically shelved, and the inspectors came and said it's been shelved. There's nothing going on. Now, they're entitled to having nuclear power for progress, for energy. There's no reason why they shouldn't be allowed to have that. But then again, it's this redefining of the terms, the is, the definition of is, and saying, well, maybe the nuclear energy they're working on is really for a nuclear bomb. And we've heard this talk from Netanyahu for 30-plus years, at least from the Prime Minister of Israel, whoever it was at the time, that Iran is days away or months away from the nuclear bomb. Hey, that thing should have been finished by now. We know how long it takes to take a nuclear, to build a nuclear bomb. This is ridiculous. This whole, it's almost there. We got to do something now. And this fear, panic button, we got to push. I read right through that, and I know they're not on a suicide mission. Who would be on a suicide mission to say, if I had a nuclear weapon and I used it, I only have one or two, and you've got Israel supposedly has 200 plus. It's not going to happen. Nobody's on a suicide mission. So, I read through this. I listen to it. I was repulsed by it, and I was very, very disappointed, especially when you mentioned about Bashar al-Assad gassing his own people and the dead women and children and all this stuff. The lies that were confirmed to be lies 2 weeks ago when the inspectors came back. And we pointed out the things that didn't go along with a gas attack. I'm in the medical field. I can tell you right now, no, there was no gas attack. They would have had oxygen on in the ER. Mm. There would have been many things that would have had decontamination. Mm. The personnel would have had hazmat suits. They would have hosed you down. They would have done everything that they didn't do in these videos. And they actually had actors and actresses, little actresses. This whole thing was a script. And then your white helmets come behind and say, hey, it really happened. We're here. They're actually the disinformation team on the ground, these white helmets. They really are. You shouldn't listen to anything about them, because they are an entity on the ground to basically confirm the lie that we are being told through the White House in mainstream media to believe. And then they put it on the real system here on the 24/7 news cycle. And after about the third or fourth time you hear it, you start to believe it. You start to tell everybody else, hey, he's gassed his own people. But wait a minute here. What about those inspectors? We forgot all about those guys, didn't we?
Yeah, it's just a ball of lies, a ball of just evil lies, and we've been being lied to our entire lives and for profit, and so many people have died. Like I said, people think want to blame brown people or women. Men have to remember, it was your own men who put you up to World War I and World War II where you killed each other.
I thank you for your call, Renee. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Talking about this address Donald Trump did to the mainstream media and to the American people the other day, of why we got out of the nuclear agreement with Iran. And I started writing down the lies as I went through this thing a couple times, and how Iran is a regime, a brutal dictator, terrorist organization, the Hezbollah. And I start looking at my little list here and saying, wait a minute here. Iran was invited into Syria to fight ISIS. Oh, I forgot. We created ISIS, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Forgot that. So they're working with the Russians and the Syrian government, the legitimate Syrian government, to get rid of ISIS, a U.S.-created entity. proxy army. So that's not a good thing if you're the United States, if you're Israel, sponsoring that also. So, I just saw also Haley shoots her mouth off that we need to go into Yugoslavia now too, nation building there. So I guess we don't have enough on our plate as far as potential wars. You know, we had North Korea, that was the enemy, still an enemy, but less of an enemy today than it was yesterday. So I think it also helped North Korea to come back together with South Korea also. So now the United States goes, oh shoot, we can't have that. But so far they haven't sabotaged that. If the Koreas get together and reunify, come back together, I think that's a great thing. That's definitely one more off the war list that they have planned. Of course, Russia is an enemy. Wasn't an enemy, now it's an enemy again. Wasn't an enemy during the campaign trail for Donald Trump. Now is an enemy since he's back in, because he talked about commerce, fair commerce, working with other world leaders. And now China's an enemy and still an enemy, so we'll throw more tariffs on them, on the steel and the aluminum and everything else we can. Parts of Africa are inflamed. We're there. Of course we're there. When I go through this video and I see talking about regimes and a terrorist organization, I think Renee said it best, is our dirty hands, what we've had our hands on for how many years and how long, of 800 plus military bases around the globe, and we are squeaky clean? No, there's a lot of blood on our hands, people. A lot of blood on our hands. We have a very tainted past. We'll be back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Wealth and poverty in the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent as they can be, where a wild atmosphere lies.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.